how it could be controlled and how you do it. They actually learned from the patients.
But you weren't told by hospital staff not to do things?
No, not generally speaking. They would leave you to do whatever you wanted to do. You know, they didn't generally turn around and say, you can't do this or you can't do that. They might occasionally refer you to a dietitian if they needed to, but in general, they didn't do that. And I found that the dietitians in the hospitals generally deal with new patients and not with existing patients, because most existing patients have learnt what they're supposed to do. And if they haven't learnt, then they jolly well should have done.
You were diagnosed at the beginning of what we would now call your teens, yes. Often a chaotic time full of drinking, smoking or whatever. How did you find this strict regime in your teens?
Well, I never took any notice because I didn't smoke and I didn't go out drinking. So, because my parents didn't drink and they didn't smoke either, so it really didn't bother me. You know, I just sort of thought, oh well, you know, you've it's one of those things, you either put up with it or not bother. It's and I found that it was best to ignore it, you know, and not broadcast the fact that you've got something wrong with you. I can't stand people who carry on about saying, I've got this wrong with me or I've got that wrong with me. If they have, why don't they just deal with it and not make everybody else's life a misery by going on and saying, I've got a bad heart, and they broadcast it all over the place that they've got a bad heart or something. You know, there's no point in doing that. You just have to get on with life and say, okay, well, so you've got to be a bit more careful than you might otherwise be. But
did you let people know that you'd got diabetes when you were applying for work after school?
Oh, yes, I always told every employer, because, A, you would need time off to go to a clinic,